And that wonder never leaves me, the fact that the Father is seeking me and seeking you, seeking us out from among the hundreds of thousands and millions of men and women in this world. The Father seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for a temple in which He can dwell, in which He can manifest His glory. And how beautifully He expresses it here. Rivers of living water, a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. That constitutes worshiping God in truth. Everything else is outwardness. And I think that we Pentecostal people better be a little bit careful. I know that if tonight we had a great time of everybody dancing and clapping our hands and rolling around on the floor, the news of this meeting would go all over the world. My, we never had a meeting like this. Tomorrow you're the same fleshly, carnal person that you were before you came to the meeting, unless God Almighty can dig down into your soul and take out the vermin and the worms that dwell there and that reign there. How many Pentecostal people speak in tongues and it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal because they have not dug deep. They have not dug down to rock bottom of repentance. They are not bringing forth fruits worthy of repentance. And Jesus Christ says, in that day, I will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity.